Most of you might have heard by now that Netflix is working on a live-action One Piece movie. And the big question that all fans are asking is, will they fuck it up? Can Netflix actually pull off a visually appealing One Piece live-action? And I must admit, it will be hard. Because the One Piece world is very huge and imaginative, right? Yeah, they're gonna have to invest in a huge amount of money in their 3D world, graphics, CGI and all of that. And you know, it's so, One Piece is such a vast world. A lot of it is taking place on the ocean, so they're gonna have to either simulate the ocean, or because I don't think they're gonna actually be on a ship. So they're gonna have to, and I think they released a video on their YouTube channel, which kind of show how they're building these props and sets. So you know they're not gonna be on an actual ocean, right? They're gonna be CJ and green screen and all of that. So the question is, can they actually pull it off? Will it be visually appealing, or will it be just like every other live action movie that Netflix have tried, as well as others, not that perfect? And that's the thing about anime and manga. It's hard to recreate something like anime and manga in the 3D world, in the that can, you know, simulate perfectly what's happening to the human eyes in the with real actors and all of these things. It's hard. And what makes it even harder is that there's already a template. It's not like you're coming up with that like Avengers movie where anything, any type of action, any type of visuals is completely new to the audience eyes. With a One Piece, the visuals already is there. You know, there's a manga visual and there's an anime visual, so the audience already have a built-in expectation, or they expect the actor to look right, what all the actor is supposed to look, what the power, or the power is supposed to be manifested, right? Or they're gonna do to manifest Luffy's stretchy arm. You know, or they're going to express or show us visually Haki, Zoro's Hashuas. You know, Zoro fighting with three swords, one in his both arms and one in his mouth. Or they're going to recreate that to not just look like a simple replica, but visually appealing and beautiful and not cringe and weird and obviously fake. You know, and that's the difficulty of recreating a live action from a source material, whether it be anime or manga. I mean, there's never really seems to be that problem with comics. And I guess again, because it's not comics, a lot, most of the people that watch Marvels and Avengers aren't really a comic and enthusiasts like anime and manga readers, right? Anime watchers and manga readers, and that's one of the key problems. But it's gonna be tough, right? It's gonna be tough, and I'm trying to see how are they going to solve it, right? Now there's an article here that I want to read some excerpts from, like who's the showrunner and all of that and all of that. So it's, and it's from CBR.com. One Piece live action expectations. I'm gonna read at least two paragraphs. So it says, One Piece tops the list of franchises that are impossible to translate to live action due to the absurdism and scale of Ichiro Oda's world. That's true. As I was saying earlier, One Piece is vast. Just building the world alone is vast. And so one of the next things that's going to affect this movie is expectations of fans, depending on, okay, are they going to be taking directly from the source material? In other words, are they going to be recreating, for instance, a famous like Whole Cake Island or Wano or Dressrosa, right? Are they going to be recreating one of those iconic arcs where it's specific in location, that way they don't have to expand too much? Or is it going to be a summary of events throughout? Or are they gonna do it? Or are they going to just be inspired by the source material, but not be constrained by it. You know, what approach are you going to be taking? Anyway, let me continue reading. Among a series counting over 150 trappers could make for every long-term investment for any student. As it stands, finally they slander any changes the anime makes to the manga visual canon. So Netflix live-action One Piece adaptation has an uphill battle to gain a positive reception. And as I was explaining earlier, that's one of the problems with adapting source materials with the original work source material. Because as its article rightly says, that fans already have a problem when the anime doesn't get it right. And that's the anime. Imagine a live-action movie where it's going to be a lot worse. Because, you know, it's 3D imagery. It's easy to... It's hard work, but it's easier to manipulate 3D image. You know, or 2D image. Because One Piece is 2D. Anime is 2D, most 2D. It's easier to manipulate it. You just draw it, you know, or your frames, your keyframes and all that. It's harder to manipulate... real life looking movies or anything. It's possible, but it's harder. Anyway, Netflix hired showrunners Matt Owens and Stephen Maeda to helm their most ambitious live action anime adaptation. One Piece is multi-billion dollar franchise that brings with it an enormous and heavily opinionated fandom. Matt Owens is doing his best to connect the fandoms to this brave undertaking by directly participating in long running YouTube rivalry, a gathering of passionate and informed One Piece creators. The group also handled the release of information intelligently by limiting what they share as they refine final product. Right, so it seems like they're taking steps to engage the wider creators on YouTube that help power the One Piece fandom, you know, with theories, recaps and all that. And I hope they're doing a good job. And it's easy for these people to become yes men. You know. That's the next thing in. You might be tapping into the creators on YouTube, but it's easy for certain creators to become yes men because of the opportunity, and they'll be like, okay, I'm a censor myself because I would love to get a callback. Will they be able to be honest? Like, you know what, that shit is garbage. I mean, of course, they won't be using those words. I know, but they're like, I personally don't like this. This doesn't look good. Will they be able to say that bravely? Or will they be scared because, I don't want to offend and, you know, not get the chance to continue to work? Right? You get what I say? People censor themselves when they sense opportunities. So that's something that's concerning. I personally think that's concerning. Alright, let's continue to read some more. I'm going to wrap it up soon. And I just wanted to give you guys an idea of the approach Netflix is taking. Not to really read out the entire article. I mean, you probably can go read it for yourself. I'll put the link in the description of this podcast. Say, limiting what is shared before the studio as a final cut will continue to save the series from some unnecessary criticism. True, no. But probably that criticism would be necessary. But again, this is the thing with movies. There's such constraints. You know, you have a budget where you have to work within. And you have to make sure that everything is fit within that budget and all of that.
Sorry.
Netflix first proper teaser control what we saw ideally by not selling any of the images of actual footage. Yeah, the first actual teaser was just showing us the set. The pictures of sets were inspiring since they showed a commitment to constructing this world. Sharing concept art helped enrich these partially built sets to enter, surprising the accurate rendering of others' vision. The first season will showcase how Netflix will under the absurdity. Oh, so it's not a movie. It seems like it's a series. Makes sense. It makes sense from a money point of view for Netflix to do a series. I was thinking it's going to be a movie, which a series might make things harder, because no, a series now have less budget. At least that's what I'm thinking, has less budget. The good thing is that One Piece has a if they're doing a series, the good thing is that One Piece has a lot of content that is not fight heavy, right? There's a lot of talking, you know, interacting that is not basically all about fighting, you know, sailing the seas. So if they get a good cast that can act really well, and the visual is appealing, they could actually pull off a successful franchise, you know, and save up the money for big fights and all of that. So they could save up the money for big fights like Crocodile versus Luffy, you know, in the first part, Zoro versus Hawkeye, you know, save up for these big fights and get some good choreographers and, you know, video editors and all of that. So, well, let's see what they have to, you know, I'm excited because I would love to see the One Piece in a different dimension, you know, the live action dimension, you know, read the manga, watch the anime. And it will be nice to see something like this. And it's also a good way for new fans to get introduced to a One Piece, because a lot of people that might watch this on Netflix, the Netflix series, might not have never read the manga or watch the anime. And that's good. You know, that's always good. The more exposure to a content like One Piece get, you know, it's the more people get to appreciate it. So let me know what you guys think. You can reach out to me on Facebook. We had the Anime Podcast. That's right. You can reach me there, as well as on Twitter, the Anime Podcast. I don't think you can comment on Apple or Spotify. You know, if you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify, I would love it if you guys could leave a 5-star review. You know, help me grow this podcast and all of that. And I'd like to see you guys in the next episode. So make sure you stick around. All right. See you guys in the next one. Bye.